listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, master your final expense sales pitch with these steps. We discuss how to help you bring up the subject of final expense with confidence and convert more prospects into clients in ASG Episode 106, 4 Steps to Every Final Expense Sale, written by Roxanne Anderson. Sensible, simple, succinct, and smart. There are 4 significant things every agent selling final expense insurance should do for more sales. Do you know what they are? Having your sales process down pat is vital before calling up a client and pitching them plans to help cover the costs associated with their own demise. Discover how to bring up the subject of final expense insurance with confidence and convert more prospects into clients through these basic steps. Step number 1, ask the magic questions. There's one important thing you must do to gain a complete understanding of your client's financial situations, allowing you to see if there are any hidden coverage gaps. Asking questions gives you an idea of what type of policies they can afford. What are the magic questions for selling final expense? They're the questions that dive into your client's health, family, current insurance policies, and assets. Using an icebreaker, such as the one-page Ritter Fact Finder, helps you get the answers you need. That's a free download that helps you organize client information all in one place, and we will have a link to that PDF in the show notes for this episode. Once you've gathered all the background information, there are 2 sets of qualifying questions you should pose. Have you or your family been involved with or assisted in paying for a loved one's funeral? How were the expenses handled? Have you thought about your own final wishes? If you pass without insurance, who will take care of your arrangements? And more importantly, how will they pay? These inquiries will help to get the client thinking about related past personal experiences and if having some sort of final expense coverage is important to them. Step number 2, educate like no other. In Life Happens and LIMRA's 2017 Insurance Barometer Study, consumers indicated they considered the following very or extremely important factors when buying life insurance. Easy to understand at 83%. The ability to chat with a person at 66%. 64% considered the ability to pick insurance type from suggested categories very or extremely important, and also coming in at 64%, brand names. 64% considered it to be very or extremely important that the company selling the policy be well known. As humans, we are hesitant to leap into the unknown. I mean, sometimes just figuring out what to make for dinner can be a struggle. As a well-informed agent, you can help individuals feel comfortable finally springing forward and satisfying the coverage needs for their end-of-life plan. What should you explain about final expense? Start by going over the basics. Emphasize the stability of a final expense policy, like the fact that it's guaranteed their rates will never rise, their benefits will never get cut, and their plan will never be canceled. Additionally, discuss the different types of final expense plans out there: level, graded, modified, and guaranteed issue, along with what you believe they would qualify for and why. A client will most likely stay loyal to the agent who went the extra mile to walk them through the details over the one who cornered them into buying a product they weren't entirely sure they wanted. Step number 3, pre-qualify sales qualified leads. There are 2 phases to pre-qualifying your sales qualified final expense leads. The first is qualifying them based on their health, and the second is qualifying them based on their budget. Let's start with by their health. Not everyone is eligible for simplified issue final expense insurance. Certain conditions can disqualify an applicant from coverage. These conditions may include, but are not limited to, AIDS, cerebral palsy, cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, dementia, diabetes, heart attack, and ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. If simplified issue final expense won't work for a client, then a guaranteed issue policy is the way to go. These policies come with a higher premium. If your client is relatively healthy or has some health issues that wouldn't preclude them from a policy, you can move on to the phase of pre-qualifying. The second way to pre-qualify your clients is by their budget. Qualifying for a policy based on health doesn't really matter if your client can't afford it. Before you start writing, you must find out which plans fit into your client's budget. One way you could do this would be to ask your clients what monthly premium they could afford to pay right now to protect their family later. If they aren't sure, simply start listing available monthly premium amounts from highest to lowest. As you say them, watch your client's body language and listen to their reactions to see which price is right. Another way to pre-qualify final expense leads based on their budget would be to work backward. Ask them if they're aware of how much end-of-life services cost. If not, inform them of the average costs of cremations or funerals. Then go over available policy payout amounts based on your client's final wishes and ask them how much coverage they'd be interested in having. Step number 4. Turn to each carrier's final expense sweet spots. At this point, if you've determined a prospect can qualify for and afford a final expense plan, you can write them into a policy. Doing so is a whole lot easier if you know each carrier's final expense sweet spots. That's where having the back office support of an experienced full-service field marketing organization like Ritter Insurance Marketing comes into play. Our carefully crafted final expense sweet spots tell you all about the notable features each carrier offers, like preferred, level, modified, and graded ratings, whether the carrier accepts paper applications or has an e-app, features just-in-time contracting, requires a telephone interview at the point of sale, accepts the most common health conditions and when, and finally, if the carrier provides anything else sweet or worth noting. To view them, all you need to do is register with RitterIM.com, and that is a free registration. Once you confirm you're logged into the site, you'll be able to access the link and view our news post entitled Ritter's Many Final Expense Carriers and Their Sweet Spots. We will have the link to register and the link to that post in our show notes. And just remember, you will not be able to view Ritter's final expense sweet spots unless you register with our site. So make sure you click on the Register with Ritter link first. Whether you're new to selling final expense insurance or not, there's always room to grow. Refining your sales strategy could be exactly what you need to sell more. And partnering with an FMO to help further build those sales, well, that's what we are all about here at Ritter. If you're interested in how to find final expense leads or want to ask an expert for plan recommendations, we will have a link to contact us in the show notes as well, so be sure you visit those for all the links we mentioned in this episode, as well as other helpful articles, podcast episodes, and our social links. How do you get to the show notes? You can find them on the device that you're listening on, whatever app that happens to be. Just click on the episode title and that will bring up the show notes for that episode. All of the podcast apps list our show notes, so it doesn't matter if you listen on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. All you have to do is click on the episode title and the show notes will pop up. You'll know you're in the right place if you find a brief description of the episode and a link to read the text version on our Agent Survival Guide, as well as a list of links that are related to what you're listening to or were mentioned in the episode. While you're navigating around the app and checking out out our show notes, we would love if you would subscribe to or follow our podcast. It's 100% free to do that. And when you are subscribed, new episodes are automatically downloaded to your device as soon as we publish them. So you don't have to manually do that. And if you have your device set up to send notifications from the app you listen in, you'll get a notification as soon as the episode is published and available for listening. New episodes are typically released on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but our schedule can get a little squirrely around the holidays. We have a lot of great content coming in 2019. We're super excited about that. Our new studio is currently being built, and we plan on taking full advantage of that studio to create even more great content to share with you in the coming year, and we don't want you to miss out on that. So please, follow, like, subscribe, rate, review, all of those things. Let us know how we're doing. And we can always use that feedback when we are planning new episodes and new series. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your support. We will see you next episode.